Hi, I'm here with Jan Culberson from Texas Parks and Wildlife's Artificial Reef Program. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Thank you very much.
One of the things that I find interesting about reefs in general is that there's more than one kind of reef, and you're here to talk about a specific kind of reef, the artificial reef. Can you tell us a little bit about what those are?
Yes, here at Parks and Wildlife, if you look at page one on your monitor, you'll see that we have 34 reef sites that we've created offshore that the Texas Parks and Wildlife is responsible for. But Ron, like you said, we have different types of reefs, and in the first picture you see that there is an oil rig, and you see it has a platform, a deck on top of it. But when we're going to make a reef site, we can't have that structure above the water. So what we like to do is, there's two types of ways that we like to make artificial reefs, and the oil companies do this for us. If you look at your next picture, there's two ways to do it. An explosive removal, where we lower explosives down the columns of the leg 15 feet below the mud line, and then once the leg is severed, we turn it on its side like this, and just like your picture shows. The other way, which is less damaging to the community that lives on the structure, is to cut the deck off and leave the bottom attached to the seafloor and the top next to it, just like you see in the other picture. Another type of reef we use are Liberty ships, and we have 12 of those in the Gulf of Mexico. If you click on your next page, too, you'll see that there's different types of reef fish that live on these reefs. You see Spanish hogfish, barracuda. There's all different types of reefs. If you look at some of the other pages, you'll see that there's a lot of different reef fish that are associated with these: butterfly fish, grouper, red snapper, sheep's head.
So we're actually going out into the Gulf and making new reefs. Why is that so important, Jan?
Well, it's important because there's very few of them. Although a lot of people would think 4,000 rigs is a lot of reefs, they're not. There's very little hard bottom habitat in the Gulf of Mexico. And so it's important for us to preserve as many of those structures as there are right now, because they have living creatures attached to them. If you look on your next page, I guess it's page 3, you'll see the types of animals that are attached to them. You'll see that there's all different types of mollusks, sponges, corals, similar to the ones that I have here on the table. This is a spiny oyster. You'll see, you're going
I went the wrong way, I'm sorry.
I guess everyone out there is on a different page too. But on, if you go to
here
the...
Here we go.
Okay. So you see there's sponges, there's barnacles. If you look in one of those pictures, there's a little fish inside of the barnacle. That's a blenny.
That's his little home.
That's his home, and he's that small. So if you see, there's tubastria, cub corals, spiny urchins, like you saw that Quentin showed us underwater earlier.
Looks like that urchin is cleaning off that area right there.
Yes, he's picking off the algae. If you go to the last page, page 5, I know it's going to take time to load it up. You'll see at the very top of the screen, although there's a lot of good animals in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a few invasive species that don't belong here. Say this spiny oyster right here. See how it is? It has lots of long spines, and it's a little bit of a pink color. Underwater, you see this top picture is actually that same spiny oyster. As a matter of fact, the one in my hand is that same spiny oyster I took a picture of underwater. And it is covered with a white type of a tunicate. And although tunicates are normal, they're like sea squirts or sea pork, that's how you might know them as their common name. Actually, some tunicates in the Gulf of Mexico don't belong here. They actually came in from the Pacific. And this particular species that you're looking at on page 5 is somewhat of an aggressive tunicate. And it doesn't belong on this area, and it doesn't belong in the Gulf of Mexico. And it has taken over this particular spiny, which I've brought up so that we could look at it. And it's covered the animal and made it unable to breathe and also to grow. And so the tunicate actually is lowering the diversity on that reef. And that's something that we at Parks and Wildlife are interested in monitoring.